Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Hello from downtown Lilydale, the city of light. Well, I hope you're sitting nice and warm, all cozied up. If there's anyone out there that wants to tell a spiritual story, or if you have something to say, to share with the rest of us, we'd love to hear from you. LilydaleAssembly.com. If you want to get in touch with us through the internet and find out about all the different workshops that are going on here at Lilydale during the summertime, you could phone in tonight at 818-739-8818. That's 818-739-8818. So my name is John White. I'm from Lilydale, New York. Let's just start off with a poem. This poem is actually by Marianne Williams. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be? Intuitive, creative, and intelligent. Who are you not to be? You're a child of God. Your playing small doesn't serve the world. There's nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. You were born to make manifest the glory of God that's within you. It's not just in some of us, it's in everyone. And when you let your light shine, you unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. And as you are liberated from your fears, and how do you spell fear? False. Evidence appearing real. And when you're liberated from your fears, your very presence automatically liberates others. Okay, we're going to open up the line soon. Again, if you'd like to talk to me and ask questions about future possibilities in your life, about prophecy, relationships, career, and if you'd like to try to communicate with somebody who has passed on, please phone 818-739-8818. Okay, I believe we're going to go to the first caller. And hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hello. How are you? How are you tonight?
I'm good. Thanks for having me. How are you?
Good. And where are you phoning from?
I'm calling from Kansas.
Kansas. Okay. And what is your question tonight? Or do you have a spiritual story to tell us?
I have a question.
Okay, go ahead, honey.
Okay, so I recently started talking to this guy named Michael, and I'm just wanting to know where you see it going.
So you're talking about a relationship, right?
Yes.
I'm not trying to tease you, but Michael's also the name of an angel, so we just want to get this story straight, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Well, now, okay. Let me see. Let me tune into my. Where does Michael live at this time?
He lives here in Kansas.
Okay. Let me go visit him. Well, don't misunderstand. When I say he's, how can I say this? You know, when we tune into a person, we tune into their emotional age, not the chronological age. Okay. And so I get a feeling. What am I trying to say? He's still maturing. Can I tell you that?
Yeah.
Okay. He's not ready to make long. He's not ready to make long-term plans. Okay.
Okay.
And I get a feeling. It really feels like you can keep him as a good friend. All right. But if you get too serious with him, don't misunderstand this. You may scare him off. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So, but I get a feeling he's a great friend. And I believe that the both of you really do have a lot in common.
I mean, do you see it going into a relationship?
Well, as I go into his future, it'll be about a year from now until he's emotionally ready to even consider being in a serious relationship. Now, remember, what I'm doing is I'm tuning into where he is emotionally and where he'll be emotionally in a year from now, okay?
Okay, because he told me he was ready to be in one.
Oh, that's okay. But he may change his mind, okay?
So where
now,
do
listen,
you see it
nobody's
going?
Saying, nobody's saying that you can't be in a relationship with him, but I just get a feeling he's not ready to get too emotionally serious. So if you're going to be in a relationship with him and keep it kind of light, okay?
Uh-huh.
There is no one else in his world right now, just in case you're asking that, all right? There is no one else in his world right now. There's no other relationship in his world right now.
Mm-hmm. We're not in a relationship.
So,
but I guess my question is, do you see us getting into a relationship?
Okay, what I'm trying to say to you, yes, you could be in a relationship with him, but it won't be for about a year from now until he really is ready to get emotionally really serious, okay?
Okay. All right.
Okay. Thanks, honey, for phoning us
tonight.
Thank you. Okay, you're listening to Block Radio at 818-739-8818. And, you know, we all want to be in a relationship with someone else because, now let me, some of you may have heard me say this before. When you say to a person, I love you, what you're really saying is, I like myself a lot when I'm with you. And so when we're in a good relationship, it seems like we seem to be able to emotionally express ourselves in a beautiful way and come out, okay? So I do believe we have another phone call. And here, Joyce.
Hi. Next we have Dolores. She's calling from Pennsylvania, and she has a question about love. She says that she just has awful luck with men, and she wants to know if you have any intuitive insights that can help her out.
Okay. Hello, Dolores.
Hi.
Hi, this is Cupid. No, just joking.
That's so sweet.
Okay. Now, is there someone specifically you want me to tune into, or is this just a general question about relationships, honey?
I have been seeing someone off and on, but it doesn't seem to go anywhere.
Well, maybe you can just say their first name, and no one really – they're probably not
Dan.
Listening to this. Just say their first name, and I'll go visit them, okay?
Dan.
Okay, let me go visit Dan. Well, as I go with you and him in his future – I do kind of feel that both of you are still together. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So you want me to tell you everything, right? Okay. So
go
the feeling
for the
that I get. Pardon me?
I said go for the gusto.
Okay. As I was going into his future, I get a feeling he'll have these thoughts that he wants to see somebody else. But nothing will happen. Nothing will. It's a girl from his past that comes back into his life. Nothing really happens because she's really committed to another person. Okay.
Okay.
Now, do you know a whole lot of communication happens subconsciously through body language, right? You know this?
Yes.
Okay. So you will sense that there's someone else in his life. No, here's a better interpretation. You will sense there's someone else in his head, okay? But it's not going anywhere, all right?
Okay.
Yeah, and I get a feeling that he will tell you about it, and the good news, he'll be honest about it. He'll tell you about it. But again, I'm here to tell you that nothing's going to happen in that relationship, okay?
Okay.
Now, if you're thinking... Is this, I'll just go for the gusto. If you're thinking, well, this is the person I'm going to marry, well, I get a feeling you need to step back for a little bit because I'm not really sure that he's emotionally, I don't really feel as though he's emotionally ready for that at this time. Okay?
Okay.
Now there's only a couple million people happening, so there's only a couple of people people listening, so I know this is a very private private conversation. I hope you don't mind I'm teasing you.
No, that's okay.
Have you thought about moving in with him?
He hasn't offered.
Okay, I get a feeling that
maybe
will come up, but yeah, I do believe it'll come up, but I'm really going into the early summertime before that really shows up.
Okay. That makes sense.
And you know, just like if you're going to don't misunderstand this, you know, if you're going to buy a car, better that you drive around the block for a while to see if it fits in, you know, fits with you. Okay.
So I tell my daughters that.
Okay, I guess that's where I'm getting it from. Okay. Anyways, that's the news with him.
Okay. You have a blessed week, and thank you. Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you very much for calling, honey.
You're listening to Journey of Light with Reverend John White, one of the four registered Lilydale mediums who do the Lilydale radio show that started this September. There will be more added in the coming months. If you'd like to call in with a question or a story to share of a spiritual or mystical nature, it's 718-739-8818. Again, that number is 818-739-8818. Next, we have Morgan in Pennsylvania. She would like to connect with her grandmother in spirit. Oh. Morgan, are you with us?
Yep, I am.
Hi, Morgan. Okay, Morgan,
hello.
Hi. Hi. Have you ever communicated with this grandmother before?
I have.
Okay. I get a feeling you have some of her things. Is it true you have some of her things?
I do, yep.
Yeah, because I get a feeling. You know what psychometry is? Do you know what psychometry is? Hello?
Hello?
Okay, I didn't hear you. I asked you if you knew what psychometry was.
I do not.
Okay, the reason why I'm asking that question, see, when I went to visit you just now in my mind, I did get a feeling that you have some of her things, so when you touch something or hold something that belongs to anybody else, if you were to give that to a psychic, the psychic's able to hold that object and tell you about the person who owned it, okay?
Yeah.
So it's very easy for your grandmother to be around you, because every time you touch or her around some of her things, she knows that you're touching her things, okay? Now, I seem to be looking at a recipe book. Was she a good cook?
She was.
Do you have that recipe book anywhere in the house? Do you have any of your recipes in the house?
I do. I have a few of them.
Okay. You know, I do believe I'm in communication with her because the information seems to be very clear. I know that she prayed a lot also, by the way. Okay.
Yes.
Because that's a feeling that I'm getting. Why is she talking about a boy? Do you have a son?
I do. I have three.
Okay. The youngest one? No, the second oldest one. Okay. What is your second oldest son?
Owen.
Okay. I just get a feeling your grandmother's around him. All right. So I get a feeling that son of yours is actually quite intuitive. By the way, okay. And I know that you pray to this grandmother, and I know you ask her for things, because I feel as though that she's saying to me that your prayers are very sincere. Your grandmother seems to be talking about you meditating. Is it true that you meditate?
I do.
Okay, so when you do that, it's easier for your grandmother to come around you. Okay? Now, if there was one question you wanted to ask, your grandmother, what would you ask her, honey?
Just if she could see everything that we're doing today, like how much we've accomplished in the past year, me and my family.
Okay. Yeah, you know, yes, I get a feeling of peace. She gives me a feeling of peace. Okay? And I get
okay.
a feeling there's more peace. There's more peace in your family right now. So she's, I also see colors around you when I'm talking to her. So colors represent unconditional love. Okay?
Okay.
She seems to be talking about, I don't know who this is. Someone, see, there's someone in your family. Someone's going to be having a child. And I get a feeling of the 2018, this will make a little bit more sense to you. And I get a feeling of you'll be asked to be the godparent of this child. Now, I know you don't know anything
okay.
about that, but I hope you remembered what I just said, okay?
Okay.
Okay, thank you very much for calling us tonight.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Next, we have Ellie calling from Buffalo, and she actually has a follow-up question from our last show or the show before when she called in and she asked about seeing spirits and in her house. Ellie, are you with us?
Yes.
Okay, and what was your question, Ellie?
Last week when I spoke to him, he said that he seen me moving into a beautiful home, and it was near a gym, LA Fitness. And I was just wondering if the home that I'm supposed to be moving into, if it's an apartment and I'm renting it, or if I am purchasing it, and if he knew when.
Okay, good. I'm listening to everything that you're saying. I'm trying to trace time here. Okay. Where's the address where you live right now so I can go visit you where you are right now?
I live at 104 Milton Street, and that's in Buffalo.
Okay, let me go visit you. Okay. Well, it's probably going to be about a year from now, okay? That's a feeling I got.
Wow.
Okay, sorry, I just work here. Okay, because I had a feeling of, I saw some boxes that you were unpacking and there seemed to be Christmas things also that were happening.
Yeah, I've been packing boxes.
You've been packing boxes. Okay. Now, I'm trying to figure out if you're renting a place or you're owning a place. That's the real question. Okay.
Right now, I'm renting.
Right now, you're renting, eh? Okay. Well, the only thing I really get is I believe that you'll be renting a house with the option of buying it. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I get a feeling it's from an older couple, okay. The house is in really good shape, okay. I get a feeling it's a referral. You get to be in that place because some people that you know them. So I get a feeling it's a referral, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that they're going to help you with the finances of the thing. Do you have children?
I have three, but I live alone.
Okay, because I got a feeling that these people love children, okay? And so I don't understand that right now, but it obviously has something to do with the children. Because you have children, there'll be room for your children to stay over with you if you want. But I'm really not getting until around the end of next November before this even begins to make a lot of sense to you, honey. Okay?
Oh, wow, that's a long time.
Okay. But it really feels good. I really get a feeling as I go into your future, it really feels like you end up owning the place. Okay?
Okay.
And I keep on sensing this elderly couple helping you to own the place. Okay, thank you very much for calling us.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Next, we have Sabrina. Sabrina is calling from Marion, New York, and she just is hoping that you can tap into her future a little bit and give her some guidance as to what's going on and how she can best move forward. Sabrina, are you there with us?
Yes, hi.
Hello. How are you tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
Okay. Okay. I'm watching you write in a diary. Do you write in a diary?
I do.
Yeah, okay. You know your future is a byproduct of your own thinking. You know that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I just see you writing in this diary. So what I'm trying to say to you, a lot of the things that you're writing about that you're actually desiring, I believe that most of them you'll definitely manifest in your life. Okay. I'm not an astrologer, but I'm looking at your astrological chart, and it says that you are either thinking or that you're actually starting a new career. Do you know that?
I'm looking at grad schools.
You're looking at grad. Okay, that's a new career. That's a new career. Okay. Let me go visit the school where you're thinking of going. What school are you thinking of going to?
The University of New Orleans.
Okay, New Orleans. Okay, let me go there. As I go there, it's important for the first semester that you're organized. Now, what I'm able to do, whether you know it or not, when you say the name of a school to me, I'm able to go to that school and tell you how you will do there and what the weaknesses and strengths are there, okay? And so it's really important that for the first semester, I only speak slang to you. For the first semester, it's important that you get your act together, okay? All right? So that you don't end up getting discouraged, all right? As I'm in that school with you, I feel as though you're with some amazing teachers and instructors, and I believe that you will do very well. Okay? I mean that sincerely, by the way. All right?
Okay.
Why do I see you studying psychology? Are you doing anything like that?
No, I'm not. Teaching, I guess.
You're teaching, okay. For some reason, it's almost like not that you're studying the anatomy of the body, but as I was tuning into you, there seems to be some things you're doing on the anatomy of the body and things that have to do with health, and I don't really understand that, but that's what I get. So that's what I wanna tell you. Okay, thank you very much for calling us tonight, honey. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
You're listening to Journey of Light with Reverend John White, one of the registered mediums at Lilydale that has an online radio show with Lilydale Radio. If you'd like to call in and ask a question or share a story of a spiritual or mystical nature, the number is 818-739-8818. Again, that number is 818-739-8818. And as we all know, or most of us know, Lilydale season runs all summer long until Labor Day. But there are activities, unless there's a blizzard precluding those activities, during the fall, winter, and spring. And every Sunday, there are three church services. Two of them start at 10:30 a.m. One is in the Healing Temple, and that's the National Church Service. And the other is in the Assembly Hall, and that is the Church of the Living Spirit, 6:30 p.m. There is a Fellowship of the Spirit on Dale Drive with the purple awning right across from the lake. And all of the services include a talk, a healing service that's free spiritual healing, and also messages from the mediums. There's also a free healing service every Wednesday from 7:30 to 8:30 p.m. at the Healing Temple, where you can get a healing and a message. So if you'd like more information, you can go on to lilydaleassembly.com. And if you'd like to call in tonight, again, that number is 818-739-8818. And we have a caller, I believe, from New York. Hi, you've reached the Journey of the Light. Hi, can I ask who I'm speaking with?
Nicole. I'm just trying to turn off my phone and computer so there's no interference. Hold on 1 second.
Well, thanks for calling you, Colt. I do have a question about Patch Adams and John's PhD program you mentioned.
I did. So, Joyce, you mentioned before on the left. Let me just try to turn off this and on the left. Too much interference. I have you running on another phone. Yeah, so last time on the call you mentioned very briefly during some interference, you gave some tidbits and information regarding John's recent award, and congratulations, John, most well-deserved, as well as Patch Adams in Montreal. So my question was regarding more information about Patch Adams and the difference between Montreal spiritualist community and the spiritualist community in the States, as well as additional information on the award that was received.
Okay, good. Now, where are you calling from?
New York.
New York, okay. Do you know who Patch Adam is?
No, which is why when it was mentioned, it was obviously seems
okay.
to be a very important figure in the spiritualist community, and me being a newbie to spiritualism, I would love to learn more.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You know the actor Robin Williams?
Yes.
Okay, now, if you wanted to know a little bit more about Patch Adams, Robin Williams did a story on Patch Adams, and Robin Williams played the part, okay? And that's probably
mm-hmm.
the best way of finding out a little bit more about him. But Patch Adams basically is a person who's a doctor, and he dresses up as a clown, and he travels around the world, and he brings a lot of joy. He brings a lot of joy to a lot of people, and a lot of people who are sick. And actually, he trains clowns to do that. Now, so as far as Lilydale, New York, and the Upper State Buffalo is the oldest spiritualist community in the world. Actually, it's one of the largest ones, and there's approximately 25,000 to 30,000 people who come there during the summertime. Now, the one in Montreal is a separate entity. That's called the Spiritual Science Fellowship, and that's one that I belong to also. Are you interested in developing your own intuition?
So I guess that was my second question. So so what would you say, I mean, in terms of the differences between the Spiritual Science Fellowship and
Okay, the difference between Spiritual Science Fellowship and Lilydale, New York is Spiritual Science Fellowship, it's really called the Spiritualist Yoga Fellowship. So there's much more of an Eastern tint on it. Okay, like we were connected with, I don't know if you know who, there was a great yogi from India. His name is Sivananda from Rishikesh, India. And so we were very much connected with the Sivananda Yoga Centers in Montreal, Canada, in different parts of the world. And that's where I got my original education. So one is traditional spiritualism, and one is more open-minded. So the open-minded one is in Montreal. And if you're asking how I got my doctorate degree, well, I've been studying spiritualism for about 40 years, 45 years, and I'm actually vice president of the Spiritual Science Fellowship in Montreal. But in Lilydale, now in the Spiritual Science Fellowship in Montreal, yes, you can go get courses and get degrees. And in Lilydale, New York, there are different schools there that you could also get degrees. So it really depends on your individual likes or dislikes. Do you meditate? Hello? Are you there? Okay. If you'd like to call in. You could phone in 818-739-8818. That's 818-739-8818. So you're listening to Lilydale Block Radio, and we're coming to you, actually, the truth is, we're coming to you from Montreal, Canada. I'm in Montreal, Canada right now for the Christmas season, the New Year season, but we're really doing this on behalf of Lilydale, New York. And the name of the program that we're actually doing, it's called City of Light, the City of Light. We believe in angels at Lilydale. In the Bible, it talks about the different gifts of the Spirit. And one of the gifts of the Spirit is to be able to communicate with people who have passed on. And that's called the gifts of the Spirit. In Corinthians, it's literally called the ability to discern the Spirit. And we believe that we all have guardian angels that help us and inspire us. And we also have ancestors, loved ones who have passed on that are by us. And they're just a vibration away. One of my favorite sayings of Einstein, maybe you can understand this, is that it's all energy. That's all there is to it. Create the frequency of the reality you want, and you cannot help but to create that reality. This is not philosophy, it's physics. So to do with creating a frequency. When you meditate, you actually change your frequency, and you slip into your intuitive mind, because all the spirit worlds are just a frequency away. So if there's anyone out there that has stories about them communicating with their feeling ancestors around them, we love to hear your story. Okay. And we're going to go to... okay. Hello, can you hear me?
Hello?
Hello, how are you tonight?
Good. I think the call got dropped, and I'm not really sure. I was on the call with you, and you were speaking about your doctorate from Montreal.
Okay.
Okay,
it did get dropped. Okay. I'm sorry, it must be the internet. Anyways, what we do is that the type of doctorate degree I have, it's in the spiritual sciences. So I teach many, many different courses in the different spiritual sciences, and I teach them a course at Lilydale. And, you know, I've studied in India and also in Brazil and with many, many different masters from the around the world. Is there one very specific spiritual gift or interest that you have in spiritual development?
I guess that was my second question in terms of what you see I should be focusing on. So right now I give readings, but not on the professional level. And I'm under the understanding, obviously, that all, you know, mediums are psychics, not all psychics are mediums. I did have a near-death experience when I was at the age of 17. And since then, the journey has been a little odd, isn't it, for everyone? So, where, you know, sometimes it's someone comes in, and then other times it's a psychic complete download that you just know, right? And my question is twofold. If where do you think I should focus on? Do you think I should focus on this or continue on with the corporate world and just, you know, helping others ad hoc in whenever they need it or whatever spirit calls for?
Okay. It sounds like you're asking, should you be a life coach or a psychic or a medium? Is that what you're asking?
I'm not really sure. It's an open-ended question, I guess. Trying to figure out, is there an area of focus? I'd be focusing on that right now, or should I continue on?
Rolling in
the corporate world.
It's got to come from you. The passion has to come from you. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, what are you most passionate about?
Helping others.
Okay. You know, I really feel as though you're very good at organizing things. Is this true?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, I get a feeling. So that's So what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to tune into your natural talents. Your, you know, your, we all have natural talents. Okay. And I'm actually seeing you at a church, actually. Now, I don't know if this is old news or new news. Do you belong to a spiritual church or a spiritual church?
I've attended several classes at the Richmond Spiritual Church in Connecticut. I've been to Lilydale once for a week. And several classes in New Jersey here and there. But I can give readings, and people are like, why don't you do things for a living? And I'm like, why do I, do you do this? And I'm like, no. So, but when the message comes, you have to give it, right? So I'm just trying to understand,
right,
do I explore that further or continue on?
Well, I get a feel. I got the question. I get a feeling that we have to, I really feel as though you could explore it, because I really do feel as though you have natural organizational skills. And I just want you to be open-minded for someone to asking you to belong to a church. So if you belong to a church, then you have a platform, and that's the best way of doing this. Thank you very much for calling us.
Thank
you.
You're listening to Journey of Light with Reverend John White, a Lilydale online radio show. If you'd like to call in, the number is 818-739-8818. Again, that number is 818-739-8818. And next, we have a caller from California, Miranda, and she would like to know, John, if you see anything new coming up for her this new year, if you can tune into what's going to happen for her. Miranda, are you there?
I'm here. Thank you, Joyce. Hi, John.
Hi,
Happy New Year to you.
Oh, Happy New Year to
Happy
you, too, honey.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Yeah,
okay.
Just wondering what
now,
you pick up. Any? Yes, go ahead.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you a question. I saw you taking yoga. Is that true, or is that just a rumor?
I think it's a rumor. I don't.
It's a rumor.
Yoga.
Okay. I just wanted to know. Okay. Literally, I saw a vision. No, yoga isn't just doing physical exercises. It's also breathing exercise. Mm-hmm. So I do see you in a yoga, in a place where they do yoga. Okay.
Interesting.
And,
okay.
Yeah, and I get a feeling that would be really great for you, because it would help you to check. It would help you to channel your energies. Okay. Uh-huh. Why am I hearing this? Do you go to California?
I live in California currently.
Okay. Well, I guess you do go to California. I was just thinking of Spanish around you, and I don't know if this is close. What city do you live in California?
I live in a place called Los Altos. It's south of San Francisco.
Okay. South of, okay, that's why I'm getting feeling the strong mix, the strong Spanish strong Spanish connection there with you.
But I don't speak Spanish.
You know?
Yeah. No.
You speak Spanish? Okay, well.
I don't. I know.
Well, that's okay. You're going to be surrounded by them anyway. Okay. What I actually literally saw with you, I believe I saw you in a class with a group of people who are doing creative writing. Is this true? Have you ever thought about doing that?
I haven't actually, no.
Well, that's a feeling that I get. So I get a feeling that the time of the season would be in the month of June, when this would make a lot more sense to you. Okay. Now, is there one very specific question you'd like to ask us tonight? A very specific question.
Yes. I have a very spiritual inclination to help and, you know, help others, and I know that's my calling. And I'm wondering what you see, like the population I'll be working with, what type of work I'll be doing, because I'd like to move towards
okay.
it this year and do, you know,
okay.
put in some stepping stones.
Okay. Well, I want to talk about healing. I want to talk about healing with you. I'm looking at a book in my mind by Louise Hay. It's called You Can Heal Yourself. You know this book?
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I really feel as though your gift is really healing people. Okay? I get a feeling you're getting better and better at presenting. You're presenting your ideas. I see you presenting your ideas in front of more people. I'm also getting something that I recognize that feels like Reiki healing. Are you a Reiki healer yet?
Not yet. I do plan to take some courses sometime in the future.
Okay, see, yeah. So I seem to be going off in the direction of healing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Louise Hay book, You Can Heal Yourself, it's really based on emotional healing. You know, the three causes
right.
of diseases are genetic. Mm-hmm. We inherit from our family tree. Emotions mm-hmm. and how the emotions could affect us, and also environmental. Mm-hmm. But I really see you being like a spiritual, emotional healer. That's what I see you doing. And I'm also seeing you counseling people in the future. Mm-hmm. When I'm in your future also, I also see you taking some type of ministerial course. Have you ever thought about becoming a minister?
I have actually, like, yes,
yeah.
Maybe some spiritual counseling.
Because I see you taking courses mm-hmm. in that. So I feel
mm-hmm.
now, listen, you remember, like I said to another caller, your future is a byproduct of your thinking. And
right.
so what I'm doing is I'm telling you what you're creating. So it really feels as though you're off now into your own destiny. That really feels great. That feels great.
That's great. Yeah, I feel it. I just like wasn't quite sure what path I should go on, but the Reiki definitely resonates. And we'll see. Well,
okay.
I appreciate your insight. Thank you so
okay.
much.
Thank you for calling us. Thank you.
Bye bye. Thank you.
Bye bye now. Okay, you're listening to Lilydale Block Radio, and here's our producer.
If you would like to call in with a question or a story of a spiritual, mystical nature, if you want to share an experience that you have with a loved one in spirit, be it a person or a four-legged creature or a slithery creature, we don't discriminate, call at 818-739-8818. Again, that number is 818-739-1818. And if you're interested in pursuing spiritualist studies and you're in the Western New York area, you can come visit Lilydale. Aside from the three church services every Sunday, we do have winter workshops. The next one is March 9th through 11th with Lisa Williams. She's doing a class on transmediumship, bringing spirit to life. It's a three-day workshop. Judith Rochester is giving a weekend workshop April 6th to 8th in the service of God and Spirit. And then Sharon Klingler and Sandy and Sandra Ann Taylor, twin sisters and mediums, are holding a weekend workshop May 4th through the 6th, Tapping the Mysteries and Real Power of the Akashic Records.
Okay, and who do we have online with us now, Joy?
We have Pam from Pennsylvania, and she actually has a question about the Akashic Records. She's wanting to know if you can tap in to help out her stepmother. Are you with us, Pam?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Pam. Okay, so...
Hi, John. How are
question...
you? Thank you.
Okay, honey. Now, what is the question about the Akashic Records?
I was just wondering if you would be able to tap into my stepmother's records. We're having some issues at this point, and I was just wondering... if you could help me out there.
Okay. Okay. So obviously that means she's still in the body, right? She's still here,
yes.
Isn't she? That's easy for me to do because I know where to find her. Okay. Now I got to be very careful what I say because I'm not a doctor. You do understand that, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, because I just went to visit this lady that you asked about, and I tuned into her emotions, and I get a feeling that I seem to be not thinking very clearly. So I'm in her emotions right now. She's not thinking very clearly, okay? But I do know that when I'm in her energy, that she does love her own privacy. So she'd really get upset if she knew you were talking to somebody like me about her, by the way. Okay. But I get a feeling, I just want to say this in a very loving way. I feel as though her memory isn't the way that it used to be. Okay. And I get a feeling that she's going through a very insecure place in her life at this time. Now, more than likely, she's not listening. So give me a very specific question about her.
We had problems with her health. And I guess at this point, it just seems to be difficult every day. So, and it's different every day.
Yeah.
And I just...
Yeah, there's a lot.
I didn't know whether we're going to get past it or not.
Okay, there's a lot of emotional stuff going on. The vision I'm getting, I'm looking into a medicine cabinet. I'm not a doctor, but I feel she is on medicine. Is this true?
Yes.
Okay. And some of it's pretty strong, by the way. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. See, every time I really tune into her, I really go into her emotions, okay? And I don't know if it's the medicine she's taking or, but I really feel that she's having a really hard time concentrating, okay? And the time
today
will come, it was like that. Okay. I get it to when time is coming where she's, and again, you have to understand that she still has a lot of pride, okay? But she's not going to be able to make decisions for herself. She's not going to be able to take care of herself. So I get a feeling of that responsibility may end up on your lap, okay? If it hasn't already.
Right.
Okay? Okay. This may sound unusual, but it feels like she needs a safe place to live in. Okay. Does she fall down?
She got very sick, and then she has bruises everywhere and stuff, but she probably needs somewhere safe right now. And I needed to hear the emotional thing. So you're.
But it's the emotional stuff. Okay. Okay, honey. Thank you for calling us tonight.
Thank you.
You are listening to Journey of Light with Reverend John White, one of four registered mediums who host the Lilydale radio show online. The other three mediums are Colleen Vanderzijden, who hosts the show every Tuesday until June 26th of 2018, and that would be Tuesdays at 8 p.m. Wednesdays with Willa, and that's Willa White, every Wednesday morning starting at 10 a.m. And then Celeste Elliott, who recently changed her show day from Friday to Thursday. So she has a show called Wake Up to Spirit, Thursdays at 10 a.m. Again, Celeste Elliott, every Thursday at 10 a.m., her show is called Wake Up to Spirit. And right now you're listening to Journey of Light with John White. If you'd like to call in the next 10 minutes, the number is 818-739-8818. Again, that number is 818-739-8818. And John, we have an email question from Sue down in Sarasota, Florida, and she would like to ask you a follow-up question to last week. She said that you saw her pursuing graduate studies in psychology, and she just wondered if you could pinpoint a particular state or even college where you saw her excelling.
Okay, well, I do really feel Florida with this. I get two states. I get Florida, I get Ohio. But I really get a feeling of Florida. And now, if I'm misinterpreting that, I see you taking several courses in Florida that would go towards that degree. And I get a feeling, actually, you're very, very intuitive. And I get a feeling, I'm looking at all these books around you that are on psychology, but I'm looking at all these future books that you'll have. Now, future books represents future knowledge that you'll have that you don't have yet. Okay, so that's what I get for you. Okay, thank you very much. And Joyce, I believe we have someone else calling in.
Actually, that's another email. That's Sharon from Boston, Massachusetts. And she had a question for you about writing, and she wants to ask you if you see her writing a book or a screenplay.
Okay, actually, I get a feeling of a novel. I get a feeling of a novel, and I get a feeling of a novel, and for some reason, as I'm in her future, I get a feeling of a soap opera with her. But I really get a feeling of a novel. Okay, and I also see her working with some actors who are doing a live performance. So actually, she could be on a team of people that ends up writing a script that has to do with people who are acting on stage. Now, I don't know why I seem to be tuning into Disney or the whole Disney Corporation as I'm tuning into this young lady who's asking this question, but I get a feeling she'll get to work with some people who have worked on different Disney teams in that field. Okay, thank you.
You're listening to Journey of Light with Reverend John White. If you'd like to call in, the number is 818-739-8818. Again, that number is 818-739-8818. And for those of you who don't know, Lilydale, of course, is the largest spiritualist community in the world. The prime season is the summertime. And in fact, there is a countdown on the Lilydale homepage. I believe it's 176 days. Forgive me if I'm getting that one or two days. But about 176 days till the season begins. And, of course, there are some winter workshops. The next one starting in March with Lisa Williams on transmediumship. And as I mentioned, there is a free healing service every Wednesday from 7:30 to 8:30 p.m. at the Healing Temple in Lilydale. And, of course, that's about 1 hour south of Buffalo. The spiritualist churches in the area provide healers and help to officiate the service, which includes a time for inspiration, quiet reflection, hands-on healing, and messages to loved ones. There is a book for healing requests and prayer available. All are welcome to attend. And, of course, in the case of extreme weather, which we have been having a lot of lately, check the Facebook page for the cancellation. And for a prayer request, send that to lilydaleassembly@netsync.net. That's netsync.net.
Okay, and this is John White, and I'm teaching several courses at Lilydale. So this summertime, if you're in town in Lilydale, every Sunday night at 8:30 in the Healing Temple between 8:30 and 9:30, we teach on these subjects: knowing how to tell the difference between a psychic and a medium, and how to work with your mediumship, how to turn on your psychic ability off and on at will, and understanding how the higher mind thinks. We've been teaching that course in the Healing Temple for over 20 years right now, and it's a very popular one. And at the end of the season, I'll be teaching courses on how to become a medical intuitive, very similar to what Edgar Cayce did, and how to work, again, with your mediumship, and how to get to know who your spirit guides are. Now, we all have spirit guides, and we also have angels that work with us. Now, the difference between spirit guides and angels is a spirit guide could be literally a member in your family who was passed on, who has a very specific talent, and they see that talent in you, and they want to work with you. And then we also have angels, and angels come from the higher world. And so we all have guides that work with us, and we all have angels. And in Lilydale, we teach you how to become what I call spiritually literate. That means learning how to understand how the intuitive brain works and how that part of your soul can communicate with our loved ones who have passed on. And when you're in Lilydale, you will see many mediums. There's 50 registered mediums at Lilydale stand up in front of people, in front of hundreds of people, and they give messages to loved ones who have passed on, messages from loved ones who have passed on. And so if you're in training and you love to come to Lilydale and to also train in that field, there's amazing opportunities for you to do that. So we hope that we get to see you there at Lilydale. I know that almost everyone has angel stories that they like to talk about. Now, some people don't talk about it because they don't really understand it. And again, at Lilydale, we help you to understand that it's all natural and it's all normal. And we always try to encourage you to meditate, because when you meditate, you begin to open up that part of the mind that allows you to be intuitive. You know, one of Einstein's favorite sayings is, the intuitive mind is a sacred gift, and the rational brain is a faithful servant. We have created a society where we honor the servant and forgotten a gift. So imagination also. Now, what is imagination? Imagination is your ability to imagine things in your future, because your future is a byproduct of your thinking. So for those of you who are developing, your intuition, you have to be able to use that beautiful imagination of yours in order to do that. Okay. Well, let me say a poem for those of you who know me. You know that I like poems. Okay. Okay. Do we have somebody else online?
We actually had a text message come in from Janice from New York, and she says that she is expecting some news from the government this month, and she wants to know if you see good or bad news.
Okay. Okay, Janice, if it's good or bad news. Okay. But what I get, actually, it's better. The news is actually better than what you expected. So that's obviously got to be good news, okay? So I get a feeling you could begin to breathe easily. Okay. So here's a poem.
And you're listening to John White, host of Journey of Light. Thank you for listening, and we hope you have a very happy new year.
Okay, thank you very much. Who am I talking to? Okay, so remember the poem that we began? I'm going to say that poem again because it's a very good one. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be? Intuitive, creative, and intelligent. Well, who are you not to be? You're a child of God. Your playing small doesn't serve the world. There's nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. You were born to make manifest the glory of God that's within you. It's not just in some of us, it's in everyone. And when you let your light shine, you unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. And as you are liberated from your fears, your very presence automatically liberates others. Okay, so as you are liberated from your fears, we know how to spell fear, false evidence appearing real, your very presence automatically liberates others. So, possible. It's possible to be lonely, but it's impossible to be alone. If you knew who walked beside you at all times, it would blow your mind. God bless you for the journeys of the light.